and to love and protect me from any sort of harm. He did the same for our sister Katie, too. Of course, he occasionally used his size to intimidate feeble teenage boys who had aspirations of trying to date Katie. But she knew that it was all in good jest, and he was simply just looking out for the best of her. Nevertheless, once we all matured together as siblings, the only thing Michael resorted to using his physical strength and talent for was his work. He loved his work. Who wouldn't love to work when they can go to work every day as their own boss? Michael was ambitious, and he lived the life of an entrepreneur. This was evident at youth. At a young age, he secured a job delivering papers for the Providence Journal Bulletin. Furthermore, every winter season was a chance to reap financial reward for shoveling the driveways of homeowners in Providence. Physically, it was hard work, but nothing more than a simple task for Michael. One winter day, I went with him to shovel snow for prospective customers. It took him about 30 minutes to realize I wasn't up for the job and fire me right on the spot. He realized that I didn't have the tenacity or the mental will to do that type of job. I was more concerned with making snowmen and going sledding downhill. But not Michael. He was all about getting the job done. Michael also had big professional dreams. As an adult, his entrepreneurial determination materialized into something wonderful. Utilizing a perceptive eye, while under the apprenticeship at a previous job, Michael put plans together to incorporate his own business. Through persistence, hard work, and a passion for controlling his own destiny, Michael became the owner and operator of a paving and plowing company. As a true blue-collar worker, he put his own might, blood, and sweat into ensuring he performed a high-quality job every day with his crew. As family members, we would boastfully wear t-shirts to promote his business any chance we got. I wanted to promote his business so bad that I wore his t-shirts when I would go out on the town while in New York City. The whole family was extremely proud of him for accomplishing something so magnificent. Beyond his physical size, Michael was a gentle giant. His heart was as big as his body. Over the years, he has repeatedly helped his friends and colleagues in times of need. His concern was never about returning the favor or when someone else can return the favor. He was focused simply on doing what he could do to assist someone else. Within these last 3 weeks, so many of Michael's friends have come by to our family and expressed how much they have appreciated the favors that Michael has performed for them, and also for having the compassion and understanding for other people's problems. He surely touched the lives of so many. Within the family, he has helped us all tremendously. He's helped Mom simply by being a fantastic son who is both successful and self-sufficient. That is all a mother could possibly ask for. He has helped Dad with withstanding the doldrums of retirement by hiring him as an employee for his own company. He's helped Katie by supporting her during her transformative years while in school and offering to be a resource any way he could. He has helped me by providing me with advice on life and letting me store the entire contents of my New York City apartment and his home. If we ever needed someone who was an expert in some particular craft or profession, Michael always knew who to call so that particular person could provide a great service to us as a valued customer. Moving past the family from which he came, Michael equally, if not greater, cared for the family for which he produced. His family of Lisa, Kelsey, Kyra, and Kendon. He would do absolutely anything for his family. On multiple levels, he loved and supported Lisa, and loved and supported the children. Nothing surpassed the importance of his beautiful daughter, Kyra, and his precious son, Kendon. He would often talk about the cool new toys that he got his kids, and reminisce about the fun activities they did together, such as going to the park or riding bikes throughout their neighborhood. Material things like toys were nice, but more importantly, he emphasized spending quality time with his children and his family. His children loved him dearly, and he eagerly looked forward to seeing him come home from work every single day. Michael's children not only adored him, but they also respected him. The respect came from the values that he himself instilled in them. Kyra and Kendon were taught to respect the elders, and they were equally taught to love and respect one another. They have a lot to thank Daddy for. He's a big family man. The convergence of all of that love and admiration that everyone had for Michael came together and was showcased during his 30th birthday barbecue celebration. Before this particular weekend, that may have been the last time that so many of us have come together so that we could be all next to Michael. At that barbecue, we were surrounded by a rich and extensive network of friends and family. It was a great day for him, a product of all of his efforts to always try to please everyone else, finally paying off. We were all there to support and honor him. The family was so proud to pay tribute to him as our son, father, brother, nephew, and cousin. I used to try and brag to Michael about all the exotic and international destinations that I would travel to. One time he said to me, "Who are you, Donald Trump?" He was sarcastically implying that I was rich, which of course I am not. However, the family can consider him Donald Trump in a different way. While Trump struck it big by erecting casinos, hotels, and office buildings, Michael struck it big by creating and leaving behind his body and spirit with his children. We can all see Michael's mannerisms and facial expressions in his son, Kendon, and we can see his tender, loving, and caring personality in his loving daughter, Kyra. His children are the bountiful gifts that he's provided to the family. We will all nurture, protect, and raise him with honor and integrity. Like the candles that illuminate the darkened sky during evening vigil, we will make sure that Michael's aura and presence permanently glows within their souls and vibrates within their hearts. Michael has left behind a legacy that we must continue. We owe that to Michael, for he has done so much for our entire family. Michael had one of several loves that some of us are familiar with. He had a love for automobiles. Elegance, speed, and power were the qualities he admired most in cars. He thoroughly enjoyed going to auto shows, reading auto magazines, and playing video car race games. It's only fitting that he enjoyed high-performance vehicles. He was all about performance, relating to the way in which he worked and the way he led his life. One particular car that he has is quite small in size, but packs an amazing amount of muscle. The engine lets out a loud and distinctive roar the second you step on the gas. It's quite a treat for anyone to ride in that car as a driver or passenger. If you now drive or ride in that car, you would think of and detect Michael's presence. You would feel his energy travel down your arms and shoot into your fingertips as you grab the steering wheel. You would feel his might as you accelerate and shift into high gear. Undoubtedly, you would hear his voice when the engine emits its loud echo. As family members, we consider the homes and wait eagerly by the window each day. We will immediately be alerted when we hear that distinguishing sound. Regardless of who is in the car at that particular moment, we can close our eyes and envision our dearly beloved. Once that vehicle pulls into the driveway, escorted by the engine's loud boom, we once again be reminded that Michael has returned home.
Thank you, Andrew. At this time, I'd like to invite Kim McCarty forward for further reflection.
Good morning. Bear with me, please. Mike wasn't just a friend to us. He was family. When I first met Mike, I must say that we butt heads. He didn't have much of a personality at first. And anyone who knows me, let's just say that I have too much personality that doesn't always go well with others when you first meet. My sister always said that we clashed because we were so much alike. The one thing that I did realize that we did have in common was the love for my sister Lisa. It wasn't until then I began to